Hi everyone, it's Bruno. This is gonna be my Avengers Endgame full review. Compulsory spoiler warning. Careful for spoilers for Avengers Endgame if you haven't seen it yet, because I will be talking about very specific parts of the movie. First to say, it's a revolution in the superhero films that the story has an end. Well, in the comics they just reuse the same characters painted by different artists. But actually this is pure luck. You really can't do this with the movies, like you have actors then slowly aging out of the characters, or people like Chris Evans that are ready to stop playing their characters. So how do you give them an ending to their story that feels definitive and feels like the right ending that fans won't just assume you are gonna roll back with it the very next movie that you released? There are a couple of plot twists during the movie that leave you with really big questions coming out. In terms of Marvel movies, every once in a while, you will see something that seems as a plot hole. But this time, I don't think so. There are more like unanswered questions that will be answered in the future. So the movie gives the last 22 films, and in my opinion, a very fairly definitive end. As a long-time fan of Marvel Universe, not just a general movie watcher, I feel like the movie was a little more rewarding for me, because I recognize all the Easter eggs and references. There are a lot of points that seems that if you were jumping back into the Marvel movies, but surprisingly, things turn out different, as when Captain America is right in the middle of the elevator, surrounded by Hydra agents, and instead of making mashed potatoes with them, he whispers, "Hey Hydra," to leave the elevator with a briefcase without the violence. Such clever play. The movie is a love letter to the original six Avengers, and a love letter to the fans. But as a movie, it feels like a bit more like a big event piece, like if you go to a theme park and you experience all in once. And it's so different in terms of tone than Infinity War that a lot of people that are just casual viewers might actually like more Infinity War than Avengers Endgame, because there is so much more character work being done during Avengers Endgame. There are actually long stretches of the film where there is no action at all. It isn't until the third act that there are action scenes that smash completely the Infinity War ones. They are getting a lot better at handling those everybody at one X scenes when things get so crazy on the screen. So even though it seems like there are hundreds and hundreds of characters on a screen at the same time, it still feels like you are able to orient yourself and understand what's going on and follow action of the main characters, giving them the perfect balance of importance. Although the good stuff they have done with the film, as a Marvel fan, it's impossible not to feel sad of the end of those superheroes that have been there for so long. And yes, with this I refer to Captain America and Iron Man. Hopefully, the ending for both idols couldn't have been better. Captain using Thor's hammer, spreading thunders and lightnings everywhere, is in my top of favorite parts. My hairs were almost as a hedgehog when I saw Captain America crying Avengers Assemble. My tears began to show when Iron Man snaps the fingers using the Infinity Gauntlet. The tone of the movie ending is extremely well done. I hate to say it, but Peter crying for Tony at his funeral looks so damn good. Probably the character who loses more in this film is Thor, but even though his new look isn't bad at all, now with that big bear belly, it looks more as a Nordic god. Probably the worst part of the movie is when you leave the movie theater and you realize you are not going to see anything like that again. That was my review. I hope you enjoyed and let me know what's your opinion about the movie. See you guys tonight.